Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This weekend, and I think it's setting up, if you're the NFL, you're getting a little worried. You're like, wait a second, the intrigue around week 17 and 18 may not be there. This is the consequence of stacking Christmas Day games. This is the consequence of having these Saturday games as well, and basically selling your soul to your TV partners that your slate on Sundays are getting weaker and weaker late in the year. And that's what we're seeing. But there's also the scenario of, if the Chargers beat the Broncos, if the they clinch, if Tennessee beats Indy, if San Fran beats Miami, Cleveland beats Cincy, we would have all seven playoff spots determined. Not necessarily the seeding, but the spots. We would know if that exact scenario happens I just laid out. Chargers win, Tennessee wins, Niners win, Cleveland wins. We would know that Buffalo, Kansas City, Houston, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Denver, and LA are actually locked in. We all kind of think those are the teams anyway, but it would officially lock them in.
That's kind of crazy.
The stat that was out there, no conference, AFC, NFC, has had all playoff teams locked in with 2 weeks to play since the merger back in 1970. That's not what the NFL wants. They want Denver to beat the Chargers. They would like Miami to beat the Niners.
They want Cincy to have a shot at week 18. Sure, but all those teams are at like 5, 7, 8% chance. And so, like, I think the AFC, I don't remember. You said, well, I don't know if it's decided because there was still plenty of time left. I think it was like 3 weeks ago. I said, I think we know all the teams. Like, I think at the time I said, other than the NFC South winner.
Yeah, but didn't you
say, feels like we know all the teams.
I thought you said last week, though, that the Broncos weren't making the playoffs.
I said if they lost to the Colts.
Okay, gotcha.
And so, and they didn't. Now, in fairness, I think they should have lost to the Colts,
Jonathan Taylor
couldn't hold on to the ball on the half inch yard line.
Very true.
So that added an entire complication. I think as it sits right now, you can start parsing this out if you're Kansas City and decide which of these teams in the AFC scare you. Now, I'll say there's a couple that are just straight up bad matchups for you. The Broncos games, the Chargers games have been close. You got to face them a third time. You have already beaten them probably 4-0. The Bills beat you. You'll see the Steelers again. You'll see the Texans again. Every single playoff team currently in the AFC playoff field, this is not to be a small note, the Chiefs will have played on their schedule. They would have played the Bills, Steelers, Texans, and Ravens all once. They would have played the Broncos and Chargers twice. They would have been, 8-1 against those teams or whatever the hell it would have been, 7-1 against those teams overall in that. But could you imagine an entire AFC playoff field in which you've played every team already? Look, one in week one, the second one all the way down to week 18. But, I mean, you would have faced them at some point.
How much of an advantage is that?
The NFC is the far more interesting conference.
How much of an advantage is that for, I guess, either team? Like, obviously, the Chiefs, you think, okay, maybe Andy hasn't shown the whole playbook, but also they've seen you a couple times as well. The Bills, for example, of course, the Chiefs didn't have Hollywood Brown, et cetera. The Bills didn't have Dalton Kincaid
didn't
or
have
Keon Coleman.
Yeah.
Correct.
Those two teams, it's funny. They're going to look a lot different.
Yeah, I mean, week three games, week four games compared to playoffs.
Yeah, week one, I mean, Ravens. That one's probably the least important.
Yeah, I mean, the Ravens are a different team. The Chiefs are clearly a different team. I was just looking at potential matchups, too, that you see right now, knowing that, hey, if the Steelers lose, then suddenly on Saturday, then the Ravens could absolutely still win that division, and then the Steelers would bump to a wild card. But right this second, we know the Texans are the only team locked into their seed. Like, the Texans are going to be the fourth seed, barring some miracle happening where the Steelers were to lose, and then the Ravens were to lose, and the Steelers, like, it would have to be something pretty bizarre for the Texans would have to win out, most likely. But they're going to be the fourth seed, which means right now, the Ravens would be going to Houston. And,
I like
and wild
Ravens
card weekend.
I
like that matchup in general. That's like, that to me would be a really intriguing game. I think Baltimore would be a very popular pick for most people in that scenario. You would have currently the Broncos would be going to 3-seed Pittsburgh in the opening wild card weekend. 7-seed Chargers would be going to Buffalo wild card weekend, and the Chiefs, of course, would have the bye if the playoffs began today. So some of those matchups, I mean, seeing the Chargers go to Buffalo. I think the Bills would win the game, but I think that would be an interesting matchup.
Yeah, I think that's what the key is. I don't think that goes back to the one seed. We talk about health and injury and all this other stuff all the time, and just the ability to play one last game. I don't love a lot of the matchups for the teams at the bottom of the AFC playoff field for the Chiefs because they have played in a lot of ugly games against the Chiefs this year. Okay, like the Broncos, the Chargers, these are the teams you would likely face. Another divisional opponent who you would have faced four times this year total. We go back to the same thing. It's always hard to beat a team three times in a row, especially divisional games. Nick Benito and the Denver Broncos defense lines up well with Kansas City. Same with the offensive line, which once again had a 100 rating from Pro Football Focus for like the fourth week in a row, Denver's offensive line. So you know you're not getting a lot of pressure because they're better at it. But again, the NFC is the far more interesting conference. You know the Lions and the Eagles are going to make it. You know the Vikings and Packers are going to make it, in my opinion. Although the Packers, technically, they're only a game up on the Commanders, who are only a game up on Seattle, so maybe there's a little wiggle room there. I think your only questions are, do the Rams hold on, which I think they will, and you know whether or not you know where the Vikings and Packers land, and will the Commanders hold on? Those are the only two questions I think remaining for both playoff fields.
There's still the one. So, I guess if things go the way that we had in the rundown, if let's say Cincinnati beats Cleveland, actually.
Oh no! Here we
hang
go.
On.
Here
hang
we
on.
Go.
Are you going to tell us how Cleveland can make? I thought you better.
No.
Okay.
I'm just telling you what it would be after this week. If the Bengals were to beat the Browns and the Colts and Miami were to lose, then it would just be between the Broncos and the Bengals. If the Chargers beat the Broncos this weekend and the Bengals beat the Broncos and Bengals play each other next week. If the Bengals beat the Broncos, then it comes down to that Week 18 matchup where it's still between the Bengals and the Broncos.
I'll give you credit.
The Broncos win. The Broncos clinch if they win this weekend. They're in, and the Bengals are out.
When you hear it, I'll say this. Your scenario passes the smell test, right? Broncos lose a divisional game. Then Cincinnati gets to control its own destiny next week. And then let's see what happens Week 18. But that implies that Cincinnati can win three consecutive games. They're on an all-time heater this season.
They've won six
all year. They've
won
two in a row.
They've won six all year.
Yeah,
that's the issue. Is they've won anytime we did this. The same conversation came up when they were a four-win team, and it was like, yeah, but they could win these seven games. I'm like, they've won four, so why do I think they can win seven? Like,
sure.
I told you, I want your Cincinnati Bengals to keep on winning. I want them to finish 9-8. And all of a sudden be picking 17th in the draft instead of where they could have been picking, which is like 10th. So this is great news for other AFC teams. I hope they keep on winning. Why are you doing this to yourself? You buried them a couple weeks ago. Do not get your hopes up.
Reverse
I must say,
psychology.
We were
wait to get your hopes up until
we were given a sign.
Oh yeah, we didn't know if you should have it, though.
Given a sign from our boss earlier, and there's no way we're putting this in the it was going to be in the garage sale, but we're not going to put in the garage sale because we want to raise money. We don't want to have to pay people to get items from us. It is a reserve parking Bengals fan only. Now the question
never
is,
had one of those before.
Do we just seen shape?
I think we should just give it to Drew, but some people we already pulled them and they suggested
we
burn this live on the air.
Hold on. The big boss gave me an Anthony Munoz and Ken Anderson photo. I feel like this would be
where
great.
This came from.
Is it autographed or just a photo of them?
It's just a photo of them, but
I mean, we could burn it. We could just flat out rip it and cut it.
Oh, man, it looks like it'd rip easy.
It would. It would. I mean, this
can we see
like
the sticker on the back?
This is going to be over Drew's toilet or something in his apartment.
Hey, no, the only
parking your ass.
The only reason I'm bringing this up is because 5 weeks ago I told you the scenario in which it would be great if the Bengals played the Bills in the playoffs and then beat the Bills and then they played the Chiefs at Arrowhead. That possibility is still absolutely in play.
Drew's like five weeks later. Prediction is still technically alive.
When everybody was burying the team because they were six.
Put this on your couch because this is reserved parking for Bengals. Couch, while teams are playing in the playoffs, put this on your couch. That is reserved for Bengals fans and Bengals players. Jamar Chase, just sitting on his couch.
All I'm saying is that if it gets into, if everything goes the way that it needs to and then the Bengals beat the Broncos, would you rather, if you're the Chiefs, The one seed, I guess, is locked up. Would you rather beat the Broncos and give Cincy a chance of making it, or would you rather
the
Broncos?
Drew.
No. If it's already locked in,
he's saying the one seed's locked.
Would you rather lose to the Broncos and let the Broncos in the playoffs, or beat the Broncos and possibly allow the Bengals to make the playoffs?
Well, I don't care. Again, this is you thinking, I don't give a damn about Cincy this year.
No, I
know, but that's part of the answer. Like, that's part of the answer. Like, you're acting like, you're asking
if
me
you had to choose one team.
No, so matchup-wise, you like the Broncos, Matt, or you like the Bengals better.
I am not fearful of Cincinnati in 2024, so I don't care. Yeah, they're not playing the Chiefs the opening round in this scenario. The Chiefs are the number one seed. Cincinnati will go to Buffalo and lose. It's not a big deal.
Denver is a very bad matchup for Kansas City. The fact that they are the only other team, I think, in the entire playoff field who is definitively better than you on the offensive line and the defensive line, both, just causes problems.
I'm just saying, that Bengals team would be the hottest team in the playoffs. The Bills just gave up 44 to the Rams.
I understand.
The Bengals could put up just as many points.
Technically, they might be the hottest team going into the playoffs, but the Chiefs have already won 5 games in a row, and just to get to the playoffs, Cincinnati would have to win 5 in a row.
Yeah, but it didn't feel like it.
Oh,
they'd still be a 9-win team in this scenario.
Can I point out that Cincinnati's last two wins, in which they're just, I mean, they're red hot. The two teams they have beaten are Dallas and the Titans. Can I just point that out? And the 3-game losing streak they had before this were against a playoff team. So they lost against Pittsburgh, the Chargers, and Baltimore. The week before that, so their third to last win was Vegas, a loser team. The game before that, they lost to Philly. Their wins this year, this is the weakest resume, I'm just telling you.
But
their
you wins, don't want to see them. In,
I,
you
I don't, don't care. I'm with him. Okay. I don't care. Like, under normal circumstances, I actually agree with you. This year, I don't.
Okay.
Their wins are against the Panthers, Giants, Browns, Raiders, Dallas, and Tennessee. Are all those six of those teams picking in the top 10 of the NFL draft?
But it doesn't matter if you make the playoffs. It's 0-0.
Right. I know, but like
0-0.
I don't think they remain in the playoffs. I don't think they can win 3 games in a row. Maybe I'm wrong.
I guess we'll find out. Somebody on the text line was mentioning, did this happen for the Chiefs once with Trent Green?
That was a similar situation. That was a single day scenario,
yeah, a bunch
and
of scenarios.
17 things had to happen, and they all.
And that was going. That crazy. Was on week. You know, at that time week it 18. Wasn't week 18, but you get what we're saying. It would be going into week 18, not 3 weeks out. And also, when the Chiefs made the playoffs, Chiefs fans weren't delusional and thought the Chiefs were going to go win the Super Bowl all of a sudden because they've snuck in the playoffs.
Hang on, I didn't say they were winning the Super Bowl.
You think they're going to win a game if they get in?
I think they can win a game.
You already buried them. They're not. This is a waste of time.
Reverse psychology, boys. It's working.
It's
working. Hey, the Bengals are going to lose this weekend too, guys. Don't worry about it. The Bengals will lose. It's okay.
Who do they play?
I have
Cleveland.
No idea.
No.
I don't think they're DTR. DTR.
Yeah. Cincinnati can win out and it still doesn't matter. It doesn't mean they're in. Like, that's the thing. It's not a... Cincy could win out and they still don't get in. So it's...
I know,
it's,
but it could come down... The funny thing is that it could come down to the Chiefs actually needing to make the one seed or not.
We're already breaking our rule. I told you I would not talk about that team until they have a winning record. And they cannot get to a winning record unless they win last week. So there's no reason to talk about that team. I'm on the verge of burning this thing if we don't stop this conversation.
I thought you were going to give it to
him. I am if we stop.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC+, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.